Greetings and welcome as I share with you an amazing message titled, The Power of Your Giving. The power of your giving. There is power in that gift that you release. And let me start by saying, you yourself are a gift to the world. And therefore, there is power in you being a gift to the nations. And I'm inspired by some scriptures in John chapter 6. And the context here is where Jesus fed over 5,000 people using the lunch of a small boy. You know, the lunch of a small boy releases a miracle that feeds so many people. The power of your giving. Let me just read from John chapter 6, verse 8. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter, brother, spoke up. And then verse 9, here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Then in verse 10, part 8 is, Jesus said, make the people sit down. Then in verse 11, Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. The power of your giving. Number one, when you give, your gift pleases heaven. I mean, and doesn't matter the size of the gift. It makes Jesus happy. Jesus receives it. When you give, heaven gets excited because heaven is about to do something, you know? And secondly, when you give, Jesus performs a miracle with that gift. And thirdly, when you give, abundance and overflow actually happens. And so I thank God for the choice we have made to give, just like this boy. And oftentimes we overlook the young generation, especially in Africa, and we're in a certain meeting and conference, and we find young people are put behind there. And sometimes we delay the release of gifts of the young generation because we think nothing can come out of them. But I want to tell you that there are gifts in our young people, and those gifts are powerful. They are very, very powerful. There was a problem in John chapter 6. People were so many, and there was nothing to feed on. But the answer lay in the gift of a small boy. And that gift was just amazing. And so, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, is saying, here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but what will they do among so many? God knew, Jesus knew that's what he was waiting for. And I thank God for this young boy who gives his gift. Jesus is so excited, heaven is excited, and Jesus receives it. And then after Jesus receives this gift, he thanks God and then blesses, and suddenly out of that is a miracle. And so today, let me say this. There is no gift too small. Never despise a person or despise a gift that's coming, because that's what God is waiting for. And I encourage you, if you have been sitting back thinking, my gift will not make a difference, come to the front, give it to Jesus. Let God bless it and let that gift touch people. You know, touch people's lives. It could just be a gift of singing. You put together some words, you make a song, you start singing it, and then it starts trending. God is amazing. And so today, I want to say there is power in your giving. And it doesn't matter the size of that gift. God will receive it, bless it, and then release it. And it is going to change the world. Small gift, changing the whole world. Small gift, bringing a harvest. God bless you as you give whatever God has put in your heart. In Jesus' name.